Good morning, Aurora. Today is Monday, 7th of October, and right now it's partly cloudy and 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy with a chance of rain in the afternoon and with the temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 32 with a heat index of 37 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with winds from the south of 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect mostly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, and southerly winds at 15 to 25 km per hour. Chance of a rain is on 70% with the rainfall amounts near 7.1 mm possible. Morning humidity was on 72 and it will drop on 60% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 5%. After busy weekend, we can relax a bit event-wise, but on Friday and Saturday we are invited to Navaratri in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone. Both nights will happen at Sauchu at 7:30 p.m. If we are participating in this interesting Garba dance, either one of day or both days, we need to respect the dress code, which is for ladies Gara and Choli, and for men Kurta and pajamas or pants. Navaratri is known to celebrate the veneration of three goddesses, Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. As the cycle of time revolves, from birth to life, to death and again to the rebirth, the only constant is the goddess, one unmoving symbol in the midst of all of this unending and infinite movement. The dance symbolizes these goddesses that remaining unchanging in a constantly changing universe. Next week, we will have a chance to participate in our participatory rules in the matters of the governance of the city, and on Tuesday 15 at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, LMTF is inviting the community to a follow-up meeting regarding a large land exchange in Auroville's northeastern Greenbelt, which is a second general meeting regarding a land exchange proposal in the northeastern Greenbelt. This meeting is meant to present again in more detail the particulars of this proposal and repeat the request that the community allows competent team of Aurovillians to start talks with the opposite side. This meeting will address questions which were raised in the first general meeting on this subject and in emails and on internet. The LMTF calls the entire community to attend the meeting to allow for an open and clarifying process. We all need to find solutions to face the increasingly threatening land situation. This invitation goes especially to the Aurovillians who signed the recent petition on land exchange. We can also email to Land Matter Task Force, LMTF, on lmtf@aurovill.org. And then the following day, on Wednesday 16 of October at 5 p.m., also in Unity Pavilion International Zone, the Working Committee is organizing a general meeting on entry-exit policy to present the latest draft, explain how it was arrived, and answer questions. It will be followed by residents' assembly to accept or reject this regulation for admission or termination of persons in the register of residence, which is the official name of the entry-exit policy. Yona notified the community that we have had a landslide at the Auroville Nature Campsite. He and some others left Auroville a few days back to try and save the toilet and showers in case the more rain is coming, and the cost to do this job it properly will be about between 80,000 to a lakh, and they currently have only 25% of the amount, but they still have decided to go ahead and do the work anyway, hoping that money will also slide into the account 009. But if you have any questions, you are free to contact any of their team, either at naturecamp@aurovill.org or on phone 91-59-32-5264. The Citadine Centre d'Art is informing us on its reopening with exhibition on Roger Langer architectural artwork. And they announced that for the present time it will exhibit only paintings, collages, sculptures and photos, and computers are available for viewing videos, photos, PowerPoints and films that include his architectural work. This will offer the possibility for students, professionals and anyone interested to know more about Roger, his work and his role in Auroville's history, as well as his relevance in the contemporary architecture worldwide. Much of this material can be considered historical documents relating to the early days of Auroville. This material is in French for the time being. But they are planning a more complete exhibition on the city, its importance and role following the vision of the mother and the indications given by her to Roger. It will include plans, models, and a historical background of Oroville. This space will be open for visitors from Monday to Saturday from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. and Janaka will be in attendance. On Saturday, October 12, between 9 to 12 and between 5 to 9 p.m. and on Sunday, between 9 to 6 p.m. and on Monday, between 9 to 4:30 p.m., we can participate in a 3-day theater workshop with Morgan, who would be working through the four elements: earth, grounding, water, adaptability, fire, charisma, air, inspiration. It is open to participants with some experiences and who can commit to the 3 days. Orovillians, newcomers, and long-term volunteers welcome. No short-term guests, because this workshop is in the perspective of a multidisciplinary production in early 2014, and it will happen in Kripa in Kalabumi. Amphitheater team informs us that the weekly Thursday meditations and listening to the mother's reading of Savitri on Sonil's music, as the season moves, also the timing change from 5:30 to 6 p.m. And at Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen the film Nirodh Da, An Inspiration, honoring the memory of Nirodh Baran. Nirodh Baran was one of the closest disciples of Sri Aurobindo. Multimedia Center thanks the entire community and all those who have helped for making the Oroville Film Festival 2013 a success. Over the 2 weeks, they will bring us the winning films from the festival and few notable Human Unity films that they were part of Oroville Film Festival 2013. So if we miss it, we can catch them now, or we can watch them again. So today at 8 p.m. they will screen Qualities and Realities, Newport 2, Terra Soul Project, Dance Spa, The Other Half, A Brief History of Oroville, Grounded, The Courage of Neighbors, Stories from the Rwandan Genocide, and Mama Africa. And tomorrow, they continue with Juan Felipe Qualities and Realities series with a circus, then Metroxical New York, Practice What You Preach, and for the end, one day, everything will be free. And on Wednesday, they will screen again Juan Felipe Qualities and Realities series, Tree Care, Ananda and Andre, and Oroville Botanical Gardens, On Education in Oroville, and Swaram, the Viscara Sounds. And the mother wrote, "With sincerity, make an effort for progress, and with patience, know how to await the results of your effort." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville radio.org.